Co-workers in the light and through you to all mankind of earth, here we are again for the second part of our reevaluation and reprogramming technique. I really had hoped to get into much more extensive analysis of oneself, reevaluation, reprogramming in part one, but it was necessary to set the stage to give some ideas as to how to go about this. Actually, though, it doesn't make that much difference, because when you're going back to try to re-examine, to reevaluate your own ideas, it's quite difficult in many, many cases, far more than perhaps we would realize, to differentiate those ideas which are our own original ideas and those which are influenced by other people. So therefore, let's look at it in this particular segment, in part B, as a reevaluation of ideas and of relationships within ourselves and with other people. The primary concern, of course, to each one of us is reevaluating the ideas in our own consciousness and thus in our memory storehouse, the computer with which we are working now, that have come to us from our own Christ self in this or from prior life experiences, and that which is stored in our memory storehouse from our own ideas, thoughts, actions, in this and in prior lifetimes. Whenever possible, let us concern this in our relationship with our own high self. Let's think and meditate upon this quite a bit, not necessarily frequently trying to put forth our ideas of what that relationship would be, or especially what it is to be like in the high self or Christ consciousness in our etheric nature, because it's far beyond what we can evaluate or remember or even imagine at this particular time in one incarnation, since those veils are not open to us fully of past lives. But let us rather be receptive to that which Spirit, and which Spirit through our own high self wants to release into the conscious mind, be it directly or be it through the memory storehouse, the subconscious aspect. As these things are given to us for meditation in this reevaluation and reprogramming technique, we want to be aware of what it is that we have thought or have been in the past, and this is from our own subconscious storehouse, and what we should be in the future, taking these things step by step in a sense. We can't think too much of what we've been want to be in the future without taking into consideration what we've done in the past and what we have to clear up there first. We have to eliminate any blockages to replace those blockages or error ideas either with nothing in some cases or with something of a positive nature. But let Spirit bring forth those ideas. So in this type of a cleansing or clearing technique, a refamiliarization, a getting to know oneself better, let's think in terms of allowing Spirit to reveal to us that which we have to work on. Now let's keep in one thing in mind very clear, to that when there is a reevaluation of this kind going on, it doesn't mean that everything is going to come to our conscious mind. It doesn't mean that it's going to require some physical action to change or to clear up, even to reprogram certain things that we want in there. As has been given to us many times, and as you found from your own experiences, many of these things, these clearings, these cleansings, these reprogrammings, can be done in the dream state and also in our meditation. And many of them are done without our even being consciously aware of them. For when you set into motion a reevaluation program of this scope, which involves your entire lifetime up to the present time and to any time in the future which you will be working with in such a technique, it sets in motion many things that will be taken care of automatically or on a subconscious plane of action, even in the superconscious that you will not know about consciously. So do not be apprehensive all the time, feeling that there must be a lot of things you can't recall and therefore it's going to be a problem and you just won't be able to get the cleansing done because you can't remember everything. In my case, I can remember very little about my early childhood. I moved around quite a bit. So I'm not going to be concerned that I have such a big area in my life that I have to examine that I probably never will be able to get it cleared out. It'll be taken care of some way or another. It's not the purpose of the high self or spirit or the hierarchical board, the karmic board, to keep us locked in error, but to help us out when we make the genuine effort to do so. Now, also in the self-evaluation, let's consider our thoughts about, first of all, of course, God. What is our relationship to God? Let's try and screen out the thoughts of other people that we've accepted all these years or have been born into. What is your thought right now about God, your relationship to God? This does not mean striving to find out fully or completely what God is, has been, and will be. That's impossible. But what does God mean to you right now? What does your Christ self mean to you right now? What's that relationship? What thoughts do you truly feel with your Christ self? Not with someone else, be it Mark Age or anyone else, for this self-analysis has taught or has claimed, but what do you really feel yourself right now? Let's get down to the narrow road to your own Christ self, not the detours that other people have attempted to lead you off onto. What are your thoughts about life in general, about the hierarchical plan, about Sananda or Jesus in the second coming? Sort out these thoughts as they come to you. Just by having a blank mind many times in these meditations, asking your high self, Christ self, to put the thought into your mind of what you should meditate upon, you will find that things will come in, and that is what you will, should be working on at that particular time. So do this with many aspects of your own thoughts, your own relationship with yourself. As you can see, it could go on for a long, long time, and we hope it will be enjoyable for the most part. If it's not enjoyable at first or the first few times, know that the more you do it, the more it will be enjoyable, because you will be eliminating many of the things that you no longer want there. And when you have arrived at a decision and have done the best that you can to clear up an error, don't keep holding it against yourself. Don't keep thinking about it. Once you've done the best you can or have asked Spirit through your own Christ self to set into motion what's necessary to cleanse and to clear out that error, be it in your own thinking or your own actions or as concerns someone else, then let it go. It'll take care of itself. Go on to something new. Don't keep harboring the same thoughts about yourself of an error nature like some religious teachings would have you do. You are a wonderful soul, an independent soul. You're seeking for the ending of the crucifixion and gaining the mastery of your earth life and resurrecting into your spiritual consciousness. This is the key thing to keep in mind. Now, in your reevaluations of the major turning points of your life, again, when you do it this time, think in terms of relationships with other people, with your family members, with your friends, with the members of the opposite sex in your love life, with your teachers in school perhaps, with your people who influenced you one way or another in your livelihood, be they the managers or employees or bosses or the people who worked with you or under you, whatever the situation might have been. We're going back through each major segment in your life, your service life if you were in one of the armed forces, whatever it might have been. Try and pick out those periods where there were major turning points in your life, such as, of course, before you were married or when you were married and that changed your life, when you started going with the man or woman, when you went into your first job or to your present job or to a job that was a major turning point, when you first went to college or to high school, to grammar school. They say that one of the major turning points of our life, or at least our life, is fashioned to a large extent by the age of 4, 5, 6, somewhere in there. Perhaps it is to some extent, perhaps especially as concerns a mass conscious influencing. But we know we learn a great deal in life, or should, from the ages of 5 or 6, 7 onward. But go back as far as you can to these different times. Examine your relationships with other people. Now, in this relationship examination, you want to be concerned with how many of the ideas that are shaping your life now, that have shaped your life, that are influencing life, are things that you want to reevaluate and to eliminate or to retain in your reprogramming, your resumption of your spiritual life from this point onward. For example, you were born into a certain race, a certain religion, a certain nationality. How much is that shaping your life right now? How much are you accepting what other people have been thinking and doing rather than what you feel within yourself? Or just have been too lackadaisical or even too much coward, that is C-O-W-E-R-E-D, that is too much influenced by what these people are thinking to be able to break free yourself, even though there is a period of unrest and settlement. This is a time for breaking forth, for throwing off error, reins, or restraints, regulations of any kind. So consider what it is within your life that you want to retain of other people's directions. For example, whatever you are in this lifetime or born into, such as race, religion, you weren't that same thing 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, 100,000 or 1,000,000 years ago. So therefore, is it true that you really want this particular aspect or these things that you were born into in this lifetime to influence you as though they had been influencing you and were major factors in your control of your life for millions of years or since you were created? Of course not. You want to put it into proper perspective. You want to see that many of the things that are influencing your life, your decisions, your thoughts, your actions, your spiritual progress even, were formed in this lifetime. They weren't really what you yourself decided or what maybe was best for you, what maybe even was truth, but rather they were the things that you inherited by being born into particular race or religion or what have you. Set yourself free if you should be and want to be free. Because this is the time for examining your relationships with other people as to how much they have influenced what you really are. Be your own self, and to your own self be true. Let's not be concerned about living your life now and hereafter for who knows how many lifetimes and incarnations and eons, just to conform to what certain people think or tell you is right, particularly when you know it's wrong. This is the time, these latter days, when all things shall be revealed unto man. Now, that does not mean that everything in the realm of knowledge, good and bad, is going to be revealed to everyone, but rather that which each person should know for his own latter day evaluation, reevaluation, for his own personal Armageddon, for his own gaining the victory in this current 40-day or 40-year period of Armageddon, the latter days, and for resurrecting, for the second coming into his own Christ consciousness, for going on with spiritual progress and development from this point on. So keep in mind, this is a reevaluation to examine your own ideas, your own thoughts, your own life, to eliminate that which you do not want and to replace it with what you do want, to set new goals, to be born anew. It's a time for reprogramming to put these new thoughts into your mental computer. These are the thoughts that you want to begin to influence your life now, the basis, the foundation upon which you want to predicate your thinking, your action, your spiritual work henceforward, knowing, of course, that you're going to be gaining more and more. But don't keep your program computed to the point of shutting out all that's going to be brought forth in this latter day period for the second coming of Sananda and of your own Christ self. Keep that recording machine and the microphone, whatever it might be, available for putting in more and more spiritual information as you prove to your Christ self you can handle it, you can work with it, you can be given more information. God bless you and every one of us. Thank you.